help but think of Elizabeth Harlow's mother, Mrs. Sanford, whose funeral I had soon after coming to Temple within a few months. And Mrs. Sanford was 92 years of age. Well, that's just a reflection on the age of a few of the Temple people, it seemed, during the time that I was there. I got to thinking, well, this is either a very, or this is apparently a very healthy climate for people. As also, of course, I realized that there were a lot of retired people in the town, but just in terms of some of the people that had been there for a good long time, like the Fists and like Frank Cutter, also of such a good old age. You mentioned families that were significant in the life of the church. Of course, I remember the Westons. Once again, a family that had been there for, I think, five generations in the Temple. And I remember many enjoyable visits out to see them, and going out with Wilfred one time to chop wood in the middle of the winter when went out pulling a sled behind the tractor, and how amazed I was that logs would crack so easily. But when they're filled with frost, Wilfred explained, they do crack, and he would split, I think, up to 5-foot logs with one whack of the axe, and that was the size of furnace that his furnace would take, would be up to 5-foot logs. And also going out with him to gather some of the maple syrup for the making of the maple syrup. They also were so very good to us during the summertime when they had a garden, in sharing many of their good things, corn and tomatoes and squash, with us as a student minister, of course, on a very slim and limited budget. Colgrins, likewise, were a very active family, Harold and Murty and their family in the church. They shared out of their garden with us, I recall, and were always so eager to be ready with his truck to haul things or do some painting or whatever was needed around the church. Mentioning funerals a moment ago, of course, another one was, I'll send the complete list, but I'm just thinking of ones that stand out in my mind. But Herbert Willard's funeral, of course, was attended by many, many people. One of the large weddings that I recall as well in the church was when Nancy Willard was married to Robert Young. From my pastoral record, I will get all of the funerals and weddings that I conducted during that period of ministry, and will include that with this tape. One service that does stand out in my mind was the second year that I was there, the annual Memorial Day service that was held, and I was asked to speak for that. Then after the service was over, there was a short service out in front of the church in which a lovely oak tree was planted in memory of the Korean veterans. I recall then a few years later looking for Christmas gifts in a department store and seeing, looking at puzzles for a possible gift for my brother and his boys, and seeing a picture of a beautiful fall scene, looking through to a church, and I immediately recognize that church as the Temple Congregational Church, as viewed from across the common. A puzzle in the round, and I, of course, immediately purchased that puzzle, and since have had it laminated and framed, and tried to see if they had more puzzles of that, of the Temple Congregational Church in the beautiful fall scenery, which they did not. But that tree that I mentioned that was planted during the time that I was there had since tripled or more its size, and was also turned in the shades of yellow and red as a part of the fall scenery in the picture of the puzzle. One of the things I'm also very proud of was receiving Charles Blood into the church, baptizing him and receiving him into the church. My wife and I were close to Beverly and Charles. We enjoyed going out there. Beverly enjoyed sewing, and so did my wife. And Charles came into the church while I was there, and of course after we moved to Oklahoma, we were greatly saddened when we heard of the hunting accident that took Charles' life. And Beverly called us several times in the next year or two, and would talk with us long distance. And we, of course, still keep in touch with Beverly and her family and her remarriage and the life that she has now. Sandy and Dick Bonatti, of course, were another young couple in the community and church when we were there, both with children about the same ages and all, and we had some enjoyable times with them. And I made arrangements for the baptism of one of their children. In thinking of them, and we still keep in touch with them, and Sandy sent us pictures of the children last year. Makes me think of Dick being in the Civil Air Patrol, both of them very active in Civil Air Patrol, and they had a play to raise money for the Civil Air Patrol. Most of the rehearsals took place over in New Ipswich, as I recall, and the play was entitled Nuts and Bolts, and they wanted someone to play the part of the psychiatrist, who turns out to be a fake later on. And so Dick asked me, and I agreed to play that role in that particular play. Another one of the church services that comes to mind that I felt, and other members of the congregation, was outstanding and striking in its being different, was the 4th of July of the second year that I was there. I had a sermon made up entirely of poetry, with some introduction to each. The first one was, they're all simply poems that I had memorized at certain times during my life. The first one was Paul Revere's Ride. The next was Edwin Markham's Man with a Hoe. And the final poem used was The Present Crisis by James Russell Lowell, which of course is in part, some of the verses are taken into the hymn that we sing in the church, Once to Every Man and Nation. Rudy and Rachel Peterson, who now live on Old Milford Road in Brookline, were also close friends of ours. We played bridge together in their home and they in ours. And as we were leaving Temple to come back to Oklahoma, we thought we could rent the largest size of U-Haul trailer and pull our things behind our little Comet. We were told we could by the man at least we rented the trailer from. And so Rudy helped me pack, and we had things packed awfully tight, I know. And we started down around the curve out of Temple, going to spend the first night over in over with Rudy and Rachel. And we just went around the inn there in town and down the little hill there and realized that rather than pulling the trailer was going to push us. So we unloaded all of our household goods into Rudy's garage and called a mover to come get it. And then we went on in our car. Later discovered when we got to Oklahoma that we had over 4,000 pounds of household goods, and the little Comet probably weighed somewhere over 2,000, maybe 2,500 pounds. Well, Jim, this is some of the things that come to mind. And some of the things that are suggested by your letter. I know that the wording is kind of faulting sometimes. There are a few, I hope there are very few errors. I, in listening to this second half, recall saying oak tree that was planted in front of the church, and of course it was a maple tree. I hope, however, there's no mistakes in terms of the names that I've used. Ones that are difficult, I have tried to spell. Most of the people, I'm sure, are still around there, however. There may be a lot of other things that come to my mind later on, and I just hope that you can make some order and out of this, putting things where you want them and changing some of the way in which I've order in which I've put it on the tape, of course. Just in terms of my life presently, I did recall mentioning the two girls. One that Joyce, who was our baby when we went to Temple, and then Janice, that was born while we were at Temple. Then we did have another son, or we had a son, and when we went to Altus, Oklahoma from Temple, and we named him James Russell. So that is our family. My wife, of course, Jean, and then Joyce, Janice, and James. Myself right now, I've been in the Air Force now about 6.5 years. I am at the rank of Major. Enjoy, of course, the Air Force chaplaincy considerably, and fully intend being what's known as regular in the services. Intend to make a career of at least 20 or possibly more years. You mentioned you're doing doctoral studies. And I'm not sure what seminary or university that's at there in the Boston area. Andover Newton approved here a year or so ago that men who had received their STM degree since 1960 could have that changed into a doctor of ministry degree if they did a research project, and on that research, a paper of publishable worth. I've undertaken this research then in the area of the psychological effects of extended separations on marital stability, or what in the military we have so much of is men going overseas for a year. As I, of course, indicated, I had a separated tour, and the effects that this has on marriages. Obviously, I do a considerable amount of marriage counseling in the Air Force chaplaincy. There's no projected date, of course, as to when this degree at this time might be completed. We have a copy of the former history of Temple. I would like to have you reserve us a copy of the forthcoming history at whatever price it might come out as, and be especially interested, of course, in your contribution to the ecclesiastical history of Temple. One other thing comes to mind when I was thinking back to getting the organ for the church. Makes me try to recall who the name of the man was that came up for our dedication organ concert. I may have that in one of the bulletins, and I can send it to you. If not, Doris Brown over in Peterborough would remember, I'm sure, who that was. I will, however, try to look up that particular church bulletin and include it. I'll close now with enough of what I've said, and wishing you the best as you write the ecclesiastical history, and also, of course, wishing you the best in your studies and there in your life with the temple people. So we feel a close bond with the people there, and do send our love and our prayers to you and to other people there in Temple.